The Caldo Collective is an artist-driven curatorial collective based in El Paso that initiates grassroots projects that generate opportunities for artists through direct support from the community. Through community fundraising events, professional development workshops, public discussions, and multimedia public art projects, the Caldo Collective sparks a critical dialogue that examines how artists can engage and ignite interest in art that shapes our binational and bicultural community. Today, I am joined by four artists that will be presenting their project this weekend in hopes of being funded. They are mural artist Grave Herrera, musician and co-founder of the Carambola Community Music, Maria McCullough, performance artist and educator, Nathan Stell, and dancer, choreographer, and writer, Jenny Burton. With them is co-founder of the Caldo Collective, Xochitl Rodriguez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
I think we're breaking a record for how many people are in the studio at the same time.
That's how Caldo rolls.
So Xochitl, give us the Caldo in a nutshell, and in particular, give us what's going to happen tomorrow in a nutshell.
Caldo was initiated in response to a very, very dire need in El Paso for support for artists. We see support as funding, we see support as resources, we see support as participation. And the most crucial aspect of support that we try to sort of ignite is conversation between artists and community, and basically the potential to create points of contact between artists' work and the influence it can have in a community. So we're working super hard. We've got sort of four different avenues that we use to trigger progress for art on the border and sort of throughout the Southwest region as we're growing really quickly.
And tomorrow's Caldo Feast is one of those things that does all of what you just said. I don't know if you know the process, but having been to them, you attend the event, you pay a small donation, and then the money that is collected there is then given to the artists that present. So it's kind of neat to be a part of that as a supporter. Mm-hmm. You do get to hear about, you know, all these cool creative people and what they're doing. But then you also get to take part in helping them do it, which is really exciting. Yeah. So the four of you will be presenting, and we have a good opportunity to share your project. So we're just going to start with Grave. You've done this one time before,
yes.
So you're a veteran.
Almost.
What are you going to present?
Well, this is the second time that I'm going up to bat with the Caldo Collective. It's a great organization for our community in the artist realm. What I'm bringing to the table is for a great organization that's located on the 800 block of Montana Street. They are run through the Texas Health and Human Services, and it's for the Pride Center and the Winchester Home, which help out transitioning youth and young adults in and out of foster homes. They provide resources for them, but what they do lack is a heavy presence. They do so much for the community, and I felt like doing a project for them and creating an art workshop that will kind of like put them at ease, get them motivated, and get them stimulated in the arts. We plan to do a mural on the side, which will also enhance the neighborhood, and bring in also a couple of workshops that provide them with skills and training as far as making canvases, sign painting, mosaics, and things of that sort. So it's kind of like a full package that I want to do, and it's very significant, and it means a lot to me as well because I can relate to them as well.
Nathan, what are you going to be presenting?
When I spoke to Xochitl a couple weeks ago about this, I had no clue, and I was thinking about joy. I don't know, joy keeps being a theme that kind of resonates in my life over and over again. But it's like this really kind of vague idea, just, you know, the idea of joy in general. But I was hearing what the Caldo Collective does. I was thinking about how kids kind of naturally exude joy, and specifically through art and through creativity, and how too often we kind of lose that or get stifled a little bit as we get older and we go into, you know, the quote unquote real world and to our jobs. And so what I want to do is an interactive, collaborative experience where parents and even grandparents can engage with their kids and grandkids in a creative, fun, artistic way, and through that allow for those parents and grandparents to rediscover their own children, their own inner child, their own joy, their own creativity expression, as well as for the kids to engage with those parents and grandparents and be encouraged in their creative expression.
Very cool. Miss Maria, what are you going to present?
Well, my husband Javi and I just moved here from Chicago. And
welcome.
Thank you. We're happy to be here. And we came to start a music school, but more than that, a musical community where people of all ages can come and participate together. So we use the word community in that sense for everybody. So people who are musicians, people who aren't musicians and just want to have musical lives. And what we're specifically presenting on tomorrow is to fundraise to have instruments, because we don't want that to be a barrier to anyone who would like to play.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Miss Jenny, last but not least.
I have been working on a piece of choreography that's actually a five-piece suite with an introduction. The subject matter, my family, my heritage is half Middle Eastern, as some of you out there in the listening audience may know. And my artwork is very much informed by this heritage. Given the political climate that's been going on, I feel that it's very important to examine the inner lives of women in the Middle East, and a historic loss that's occurring right now, every single day in Syria, it's happening. And so my piece seeks to examine women's roles in the Middle East through the stories of women from the Bible, from both the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Quran, and specifically women who have difficult histories or reputations. And I also want to make sure and pay dancers. That's we don't have as many opportunities in El Paso to get paid as other art forms. So I'm looking to hire dancers and pay them. So
very cool. Well, as a participant and not artist, but an artist appreciator, it's really nice to hear the presentations in a nutshell. And if you out there want to attend the feast, it's at a private home, but you're welcome to send an email and you'll get all the instructions. You can email thecaldocollective@gmail.com or send them a message on Facebook and you'll get the information and you'll get to see the presentations in full. And they come with a lot of visuals, which will be really neat. So I wish all of you luck. And just know, part of the loveliness of the Caldo is that even if you're not, quote unquote, the winner, there's always some funder out there that liked what you presented and will help you. So good luck to all of you who will be presenting tomorrow. Today, my guests have been artists Gray Herrera, Maria McCullough, Nathan Stell, Jenny Burton, and Xochitl Rodriguez. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.